The news in touch with your world. Good morning. Bloemfontein City Hall gutted after municipality backtracks on agreement with SAMHU and economist agrees PP's report on APSA flawed. The DA in the Free State says Bloemfontein's historic City Hall was burned to the ground after the mayor of the Mangaung Metro, Ali Mlamleli, backtracked on an agreement reached with striking SAMHU workers on Tuesday. Tjaart van der Walt, DA ward councillor in Mangaung, told OFM News last night that the municipality refused to sign an agreement reached with striking Mangaung Metro workers.
The mayor had an agreement with SAMHU that they would sign at the local labour forum. When they had to sign, she did not sign. And obviously the workers then went over to burning the City Hall, which is a huge loss for us. It's also very worrying to us to see that we've got one fire truck with a ladder that's working. And it's obvious that the municipality is not staffed enough in most of the departments. And that's one of the things that the workers are also striking about.
SAMHU's provincial chairperson, Congo Matsepe, denied that their members were responsible for the fire. He told OFM News SAMHU members were outside the hall when the fire started. Meanwhile, the three people arrested in connection with the incident will face charges of either public violence or arson. Police spokesperson Mutansi Makele said public order police members had to use rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse gruntled SAMHU members who were attending a meeting at City Hall. Makele says the fire, which gutted the historic building, was extinguished at about 10:30 p.m. last night. Police have been monitoring the situation since.
The roads are not disturbed in any way. The police will still be in the vicinity. Business will go as normal on the roads around the city. We don't anticipate any other chaos. As well as municipality, I think they took precautions to make sure that the properties belonging to the municipalities are also secured.
Makele says no other arrests have been made. He's also not aware of any property in the CBD that was looted. And economist Graham Koerner says while the public protector's recommendation on the Reserve Bank's mandate warrants a national debate, there are other ways to address wealth disparities in the country. This week, Busisiwe Mkhwebane proposed changing the central bank's focus from implementing monetary policy and targeting inflation to focusing on the socio-economic well-being of citizens. Mkhwebane made the recommendations after an investigation concluded that Bancor, which was later bought by Absa, benefited from a low-interest loan from the Reserve Bank during the apartheid era. Koerner says simply targeting the Reserve Bank to ensure the majority benefits economically is not the answer.
Maybe you might argue that slightly lower interest rates would benefit certain portions of the population, but frankly, if you cut the prime lending rate, it really wouldn't have a material effect on probably 70% of the South African population, apart from maybe a small impact on GDP. So it's an interesting debate, but it's a debate that we as a society need to have about how we collect taxes, spend our tax receipts. You know, to focus purely on the Reserve Bank, I think, is a mistake.
In her report, Mkhwebane said APSA must repay the 1.1 billion rand bailout. APSA is going to court to challenge the report. Your top story at this hour, the DA says Bloemfontein's historic City Hall was burned to the ground after the mayor, Ali Mlamleli, backtracked on an agreement reached with striking SAMHU workers on Tuesday. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.